Let's bring in head coach Dan DeSilva as we're into the live interview segment, a presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. I know we always joke about it when we come out to Edmonton in the last few years and you have the big meal at Mike Priestner's place, and Mike always says to the guys as they're leaving, you want to pay me back, go out and win the game. Boy, for 30 minutes tonight, that was going to be tough going to trying to get that victory, but in the end, you were resilient and found a way again.
Yeah, I mean, it's been kind of the story here, especially as of late. You know, we're still trying to find a good 60-minute effort. You know, we've done enough here, and we've stepped up in moments where we needed to, but consistently, you know, for finding a way to play 60 minutes has not been there. I heard you talking to Tanner, and maybe it was a bit of the food last night. You guys probably ate a ton of food, but it was so delicious, it's hard not to. And, you know, the guys went out, and in the end, they got Mike his thank you present, and they sure battled there in the third period. PK was great.
Where did it change?
Well, Tastad. The Tastad fight, I think, was a big moment. Just kind of sparked the guys. We've been talking about finding a positive spark. We were very even keel through, you know, the first period with the penalties. You know, I mean, again, not coming out second, starting how we wanted, but then that fight just seemed to spark us, and we scored a goal shortly after. Mm-hmm. That also, you know, now we have a positive snowball rolling here, and just picking up speed, and then we kind of were able to find our game after that.
And then guys are starting to find ways of being involved. I mean, Cooper Williams with a couple of assists, Lewandowski scoring his first goal, Jordan Martin scoring his first goal. You got to feel good for the young guys making contributions all over.
So happy for them, and that's been the story of the year for us, is getting contributions from everyone. And now David comes in, and you know, he's got a goal and assist in the last two games, and now he's contributing, and other guys are contributing in other ways, and Marty gets his first. Like, it's so cool that everyone's kind of, well, not kind of, they are, everyone's chipping in, and it's a full team effort. And it's been so fun to witness firsthand, and guys are really proud of this group.
But your two drafted guys, Evan Gardner was big in goal. And what can, now that he's gone, yeah, what can you say about Tanner Molendijk with a 4-point game here tonight? I mean, he's just a, I call him the best defenseman in the Western Hockey League, and I'm biased, but I really believe it.
100%. I don't see anyone else being able to make the types of plays and play the types of minutes and all the situations that he's in, and just excel in all areas of the game. You know, he's out here right now, and he's making it look really easy. He could play 50 minutes if we needed him to, right? And probably still not hardly break a sweat, but we're such a special talent. He's going places, man. He's a special player. And then, yeah, just guards and net too, right? He made some huge saves for us, and he was a big part of the win.
Do you tell the kids, okay, so it was a little bit physical tonight, wait until Saturday in Red Deer? Because you know what you're going to get from them.
Yeah, I mean, it's hockey. It's hockey, and that's part of the game, right? And Red Deer, yeah, they're going to be, you know, they're a hardworking team. They're a physical team. They're a big team. They got a big back end, it's going to be hard. It's going to be hard, but... you know, this group, I don't think they're afraid of anything, man. They just go out there and they play the same way night in and night out, and we'll be ready for that challenge. It's going to be a big test for us, and then I guess against another good team. So we'll have to use tonight and tomorrow to prepare for that, and yeah, we'll be ready for them.
Thanks for this. Thanks for coming up and seeing me. I'm in a different area code here. We're broadcasting from here, as you can see.
I like your view up here. It's nice.
It's too high. I don't like it. It's too far away. Dan, thanks for this. All the best moving forward.
Thanks, Les.
Dan DeSilva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades.